is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back. John Murphy Show here till 9 o'clock tonight. We're coming to you live from One Bills Drive. You know, it is we're approaching the NFL season, obviously, and the college football season. And the people to do the draft analysis are getting warmed up, including Daniel Jeremiah, an analyst for NFL.com and the NFL Network. Just the other day, Wednesday, Daniel Jeremiah released his top 50 rankings, the top 50 players who are going to be in the pool for the draft next April. On that list, a Buffalo Bulls linebacker, top 20 ranked, almost in the top half of the first ranked, ranked number 19 on that list, Khalil Mack, linebacker from the Buffalo Bulls, and he is live on the line with us right now. Khalil, thanks very much for being on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
Did you see that list? Are you aware of that number 19 ranking in the...
I'm aware of it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm aware of it. I'm blessed, man. I really appreciate being recognized as one of the top 50 in the country, and I'm going to capitalize on it and show why I'm on that list.
You're not one of the top 50. You're one of the top 20. You're ahead of Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. What about that?
Like I said, man, it's a blessing, man. I can only, be grateful and get better and try to be more productive and help my team win this year.
Khalil Mack, linebacker for the Buffalo Bulls, on the line with us. His name is out there now on several watch lists for the upcoming season. Khalil, you're a native of Fort Pierce, Florida. How did you find your way to the University at Buffalo?
I found my way to the University at Buffalo through my coach, Wade Ashman, man. He was a great part of me getting looks at different colleges, and Liberty was the first school to offer me, and through Liberty I got to Buffalo by my coach, Coach Wimberly. He transferred and came up to Buffalo at the last minute. He told Coach Gill that I was a good, I was a great player, and I found my way up to Buffalo through, by the grace of God, I got to Buffalo.
How did you like playing for Turner Gill, your first, couple of years with UB, right?
My first year.
First year?
My first year coming up. Yeah, that was good. That year he left, but it was good playing under Coach Gill, knowing what kind of type of guy he was, knowing that he was a guy that, that knew the potential that I had, and he took a chance, and I'm grateful to be in this position that I'm in right now.
So after your first year, all of a sudden, a coaching change, Coach Gill leaves to go, out to the Midwest. Were you worried after that? Like, there's got to be some uncertainty. Like, we don't know this guy who's coming in. We don't know what to expect with a new coach coming in.
Exactly. I was a little uncertain, but at the same time, I was saying prayerful. I knew that, I had potential to do great things. And Coach Quinn came in along with Coach William Inge, and he was a great partner in my success as well, man. Coach Inge, he put me in the 3-4. He knew what position I was playing. The first day he saw me, he told me what position I was going to play, and I grew as a player, and I grew a lot through him.
Yeah, we had Coach Inge out here with the Buffalo Bills last year. A good coach, a guy who knows what he's doing, right?
Exactly. A great guy, man. He knows exactly what he's doing, man. He played a great part in the position I'm in.
Tell me about the current linebacker coach, and now he's going in his second year. Lou Tepper, defense coordinator, linebacker coach, a guy who had a lot of success as a head coach at some pretty high-profile programs, including Illinois. What do you make of him?
Coach Tepper, I'm blessed to be able to have him as my coach now. You talk about a guy with so much experience, man. He has so much experience. He has busted winners and so many people that he can compare you to, And it's just like, who are you talking about? Kind of like, yeah. Who are you talking about? He'll say your name and it's like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Played in 1979 and all this kind of stuff. So yeah. Coach Tepp, he's a great guy to be around, man. He's a fun, loving guy. But he will tell you what you need to do to get better. And that's another thing. He's playing a bigger role in me maturing as a man more than anything, and I thank him for that too.
Khalil, he had Kevin Hardy at Illinois, a pretty good pass rushing linebacker in his own right?
Exactly. He compares me to Kevin Hardy. You're not as good as him yet. No, you got to do this. You got to do that. Yeah. And it's humbling to be coached by somebody like him, because he's coached so many great players, and I just want to be mentioned as one of his better players. You know what I'm saying?
We're on the line with Khalil Mack, UB Buffalo Bulls linebacker. He's Khalil, you're on watch list for all the major awards, all of them you could be, the Butkus Award, the Bronco Nagurski Award, the Chuck Bednarik Award. What does all this preseason attention mean to you? What do you think it does to you?
It's humbling, man. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm being recognized in any right. You know what I mean? It's been a Butkus winner, a Butkus watch list person, you know what I mean, all the Lombardi things and all that type of stuff. It means that I'm in a position where I can, you know what I mean, have some type of success and potentially do what I dreamed of doing, and that's playing on the NFL level. But at the same token, I'm focusing more on the season, and I really want to put my focus on winning and help my team win. That's the mission.
You wound up last season with 8 sacks. Is there a target number of sacks that you like to have in your final year at Buffalo?
I've been shooting to get in the double digits for sacks for so long. Ever since my freshman year, I knew that I needed to do better than I was doing. I remember freshman year, I probably had like 5-6 sacks, and that's when I really figured out how hard it was to play on this level. You know what I mean? And through that, I tried to progress every year, whether it was tackles for loss or fumbles. I've always tried to increase those numbers, and I've been fortunate enough to do that through the grace of God. And that's why I'm in the position I'm in, trying to progress.
What better way to get sacks than to start right off the bat with Braxton Miller down at Ohio State? What a way to start the season for Buffalo to play down in the horseshoe, huh?
What a way. I can't wait. I cannot wait to play against some of the best competition in the country. And it's going to be fun.
What do you think that'll be like, your opening game? It's by the way, Khalil, it's only 6 weeks from tomorrow. Do you realize that? It's coming up pretty fast.
No doubt. It's coming just as fast as we want it to come. You know what I mean? We can't wait. We can't wait to get down there and play against Coach Urban Meyer, man. Somebody that I grew up watching. With Tim Tebow in Florida, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So watching, you know what I mean, watching him and watching the growth.
You know, you saw what Coach Meyer did down there in Florida, and of course it's a powerhouse at Ohio State. You know, the conventional wisdom every year, Khalil, I'm sure you've heard this, you know, every year they always say at least one MAC team, one Mid-American Conference team, springs an early season upset over somebody in the Big Ten. I'm guessing Coach Quinn at some point is going to start talking about why not us, right?
No doubt about it. That's how I feel about this game, this first game. We're ready. Why not us? You know what I mean? Why not jump out and beat a great team coached by a great man? And we can't wait to start it off the right way.
That's how you start it. You finish the season right across the parking lot here in Orchard Park, Ralph Wilson Stadium, with the game against Bowling Green Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. What do you think that's going to be like playing in an NFL stadium, in the Bill Stadium?
That's going to be crazy, man. We can't wait, man. We're so excited for that opportunity to play in Ralph Wilson Stadium, man. That's so much history and so much that we can say about that stadium, man. It's just so crazy that we're going to be able to play on the college level in an NFL stadium.
When do you guys start the preseason camp, Khalil? When do you go to get practicing?
We start preseason camp. We report August 4th, and then we're going to start putting on the helmets and all that type of stuff, getting ready to crank this season up.
August 4th, just a couple of weeks away. Khalil, we wish you a good health and a great season, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you again. Good luck this year.
No doubt, man. Thank you so much for this opportunity.